This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, March 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. Williamson Act on the table. Rollins teases trade announcement and industry concerned about shipbuilding proposals. Sacramento eyes Williamson Act reforms. The legislature will once again consider changes to conservation easement rules under the Williamson Act. Larger-scale solar developers have pressured lawmakers to make it easier for farms and ranches to exit the contracts and repurpose the land for renewable energy generation. Remember, Western growers backed a measure last year to loosen the penalties for ending contracts. The goal was to provide farmers with alternative economic opportunities that maintain the land's value when faced with fallowing under SGMA. But the bill ran into opposition from the California Farm Bureau, which warned of a slippery slope in weakening the act. The easements have long protected farms from urban development, one of the greatest threats to California agriculture. The concerns led the bill to stall in committee. The new legislation comes from Assemblymember Buffy Wicks of Oakland, who has made it a priority this year to streamline infrastructure development. Last week, she fleshed out the bill's language with new details and provisions addressing the concerns. The deets? Well, AB 1156 would avoid converting prime farmland and proposes to suspend the contracts rather than end them in close coordination with the landowner. It would also require the Department of Conservation to consult with local groundwater agencies on potential impacts to SGMA plans. The department would have 120 days to undertake the reviews, preventing the pending projects from lapsing into permanent purgatory. Rollins appoints leaders for FSA, NRCS, and RMA. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins on Friday announced the new leaders of the Farm Service Agency, the Natural Resources Conservation Service, and the Risk Management Agency. Aubrey Betancourt will be chief of the Natural Resources Conservation Service. Pat Swanson will be administrator of the Risk Management Agency. Betancourt, the former president and CEO of the Almond Alliance of California, most recently was a global director of government relations and external affairs for Netafim, a manufacturer of precision irrigation equipment. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision, Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Big trade announcement coming for ag. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins teased on Friday she'll have a major announcement involving farmers coming soon. Rollins posted on an X interview with Fox News when she expressed confidence that farmers overwhelmingly supported President Donald Trump, even though they knew they might be harmed by retaliatory tariffs. Rollins said in the interview, quote, they understood that there may be a little bit of short-term uncertainty for the long-term prosperity and the good for the country. Soon she led the X post with this, quote, big announcement coming soon. Keep in mind, Rollins is working on a trade compensation package that will involve using USDA Section 32 spending authority, according to what lawmakers have been told. Industry weighs in on U.S. shipbuilding proposals. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative will hear comments today from U.S. industries on recent proposals for spurring U.S. shipbuilding and eroding China's dominance. Representatives from the American Soybean Association, the North American Grain Association, DOL, and the Agriculture Transportation Coalition slated to testify at a two-day hearing set for both today and Wednesday. Why it matters? Officials are considering imposing a steep surcharge on Chinese-made or operated vessels and new requirements for moving some U.S. exports on domestic ships. But ag exporters are concerned it could significantly increase shipping costs. In comments submitted to USTR last week, CSC Sugar's Paul Farmer said the proposals are already hurting U.S. exporters. He described freight offers drying up as companies face uncertainty about future costs. A recent study warned that if all the proposals are adopted, U.S. wheat, rice, and cotton exports could plummet to half their current levels as shippers scramble to adjust. Georgia jury awards man $2 billion plus in Roundup case. A Georgia man who claimed that long-term exposure to Roundup caused his non-Hodgkin's lymphoma has won a $2.1 billion jury verdict against Bayer. The company says it will appeal. The punitive damages of $2 billion are likely to be reduced because they're more than 10 times the compensatory damages of $65 million, a benchmark laid down by the Supreme Court. Plaintiff John Barnes began using Roundup in 1999, was diagnosed with cancer in 2020. In 2021, he sued in state court in Cobb County. In arguing for a directed verdict from the judge before the jury's decision, Bayer said Barnes' claims were time barred. He should have filed a lawsuit within 10 years of the date he first used Roundup. The jury verdict came shortly after the state's legislature passed a bill to limit the types of lawsuits filed by Barnes. The bill is awaiting Governor Brian Kemp's signature. Report. Bioeconomy generates $210 billion in economic impact. A new report pegs the direct economic impact of U.S. bioeconomy at $210 billion, in direct impacts of more than $830 billion. The report being released by the Biotechnology Innovation Organization and consulting firm Kearney predicts the bioeconomy could reach $400 billion by 2030. The report also says bio-based products could generate up to $291 billion in economic impact by 2030, while plant and animal biotechnology could contribute $56 billion. U.S. denies water delivery requests from Mexico amid dispute. The Trump administration is denying Mexico's requests for a special delivery of Colorado River water to the city of Tijuana amid an ongoing dispute between the two countries over another river, the Rio Grande. In an ex post, the State Department of Bureau of Western Hemisphere Affairs announced it would deny the non-treaty water request, saying shortfalls in Rio Grande water deliveries from Mexico are, quote, decimating American agriculture. Now take note. Mexico is supposed to deliver 1.75 million acre feet of Rio Grande water to the United States over a five-year period under a 1944 treaty, but has lagged in its deliveries during the current cycle, which ends in October. Here's today's final word. If the parties can agree, that'd be great. That Mark Snaffer, Associate Justice at a state appeals court. Snaffer is presiding over a three-way battle involving Kern River water rights, pitting environmental advocates against the city of Bakersfield and irrigation districts, as reported by the Courthouse News Service. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, March 24th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.